Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Portland Trailblazers general manager, president of basketball operations, Neil O'Shea.
Messiah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blazer Messiah.
Sure. Sure.
The Whisperer.
The roster Whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Whisperer. He did
big
a
words.
Zoom meeting and yeah.
Big words. Did he use a big word yesterday?
I don't know.
He always gives us a big word.
I don't know if he bifurcated or trifurcated or
emerged.
Emerged is not a big word.
I think it's a big word. I don't use emerged every day. Do you use emerge in your vernacular on a daily basis?
No, but it's not like bifurcate.
Bifurcation. Bifurcate and emerge.
Yeah. But, he does have a word of the day calendar and uses it quite often.
Yeah.
And
I can appreciate that.
Oh yeah. He's very, very eloquent.
Very loquacious.
Sure. Is it? Is that proper use of the word loquacious?
Somebody that uses vernacular and is enunciative and crisp and all those things. Loquacious, very, very talkative, over explains everything.
Hmm.
You have to have some sort of that. You can't just be.
Well, I thought loquacious
Kawhi Leonard
was just talkative.
Well, he is talkative. When he gives you an example, it's not like Bill Belichick on Cincinnati. That's not a loquacious man.
No, I know. And Neil O'Shea, he loves him some Neil O'Shea talking. That's for sure. And look, he's done a great job. This offseason.
Yes.
Actually, the last two offseasons, he's done a good job and he's actually rolled the dice on some stuff. But, you know, by bringing in Kent Bazemore, trying to bring in Pau Gasol last year, like the effort was there. It didn't, execution, not quite as good. This year, you're looking at tried and true guys with filling holes. And Bobby Marks says the Blazers are the second best team in the West now, which is a bit of a surprise. but. He's looking at the offseason and how it fits as far as, you know, your financials of it all, staying under the luxury tax threshold so you're not a repeater, not paying a repeater tax, because you can see, like, with guys like Kelly Oubre in Golden State, what that can do. Guy's an $80 million player for the Warriors because they're in the repeater tax, and it goes exponentially up with every dollar that you spend over. So it's he improved the roster while also not putting yourself in salary cap hell, which is what owners don't want to be in. Mm-hmm. And you got to give him credit for that because he's done a hell of a job this offseason.
Yeah, we said this last year and then the injuries happened. And certainly you're doing everything you can at Portland Trailblazers and doing it for Dame. And remember, Dame said regarding with Jason Quick's article is that it wasn't everything that he wanted, but there were some good things that happened. And of course, you upgraded.
I mean, that is print versus how he said it. It could be,
well, it's summarizing
how you read it versus how it was said, like from Dame to Jason, right? Is like, it could be like, well, it wasn't everything I wanted, but
yeah,
it is. Or it could be, hey, you know, wasn't everything I wanted, but we're good. We're awesome. I really like it. You know,
it still means the same thing.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, we didn't get an all-star.
Yeah.
Which may have been what he
wanted. Was there an all-star available? Was there somebody that was ever in play or wasn't logical?
Via trade, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe via trade. I think one of the big wins, though.
If Zach Collins is healthy, you potentially have a whole different conversation, because if he's healthy, that's a trade piece. But now it's an injured piece, and you don't have as much. I mean, you, of course, all those guys were coming off injuries like that. I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall just to hear phone conversations about what was in play and what wasn't, because we know Neil O'Shea covets assets.
Well, and he likes his guys and doesn't like trading his guys away. Right. And Collins is one of them.
Sure.
And by the way, Zach Collins looking at mid-January for his return.
According to Neil, that starting lineup. No.
And what Neil did allude to is the fact that because Collins will be out for those first few weeks, Robert Covington likely will be sliding into that four role starting, and Rodney Hood being your starting three, because Rodney Hood is expected to be available.
I wonder how many minutes they will give Rodney and who will be the patient. I call it patient zero, the Terry Stotts patient zero starter, you know, the Noah Vonleh, the Mo Harkless, the arbitrary starter. And usually gets like 12 to 18 minutes a game. And then you go, oh, that was a nice starting role. Who will be that? I don't know if it's going to be Covington. Can you give that many minutes to a guy coming off an Achilles tendon rupture? I think you got to be smart with it. I'm not a basketball coach, but I would think potentially Melo starting the season and then letting Rodney Hood transition into the starter might be a better role. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, this is what Neil O'Shea talked about yesterday, and I think that this may be one of the best signs that you have for the Portland Trail Blazers and what O'Shea is doing. And really, this comes down to Damian Lillard, Terry Stotts, and what they've built, the culture that they built, where you have Rodney Hood coming back on a cheaper deal, Enes Kanter wanting to be back in Portland and boomeranging back via trade, and then Carmelo Anthony, because one thing that Carmelo Anthony did not want to do in a return is he did not want to come off the bench. He did not want to do it. That was the number one report about Carmelo Anthony. Yeah. Neil O'Shea on Melo.
Make the decision to come back based on the reality that you'll likely come off the bench to start the game, but he'll probably come off the bench. I think he can be featured more with the second unit. You know, in a first unit where you have Dame, CJ, Nurk, right? Like, you know, with Melo last year was different, but I think with, you know, depending on who starts at three, we assume it's Cove, you know, and Derek. There may not be as many shots there for him. So being able to feature him with the second group, get him some post-ups, you know, have him be more of a target for plays with that second group probably gives him, you know, a higher usage with the second group than the first group. I also think what's important, it's guys get too caught up in who starts. It's really about who finishes games. Mm-hmm. And I think based on matchups, based on what we need on the floor, you know, the trust factor with Melo in terms of making big shots and understanding what it takes, as you guys all saw in the bubble, to close out a playoff caliber game, you know, that's where we'll need Melo as well. And we'll want him to be fresh in those minutes.
It's a really good point by Neil O'Shea too, because you get caught up in, and a lot of us think about starting roles and the ego of being a starter. Melo's a way better shooter. Okay. He's going to be a guy you're going to close the last 4 minutes of the game. You get Melo somewhere in the 22 to 25 minutes a game part, but then give him a couple shots to finish when you need that. I mean, I'll take Melo shooting over Rodney Hood any day right now. Although Hood did make a big shot versus Denver, and I remember the big shot, and of course, but come on. It is about the close.
I think it is huge that you're getting a guy who has had an unwillingness to buy in throughout his entire career to do it. And it's clear as day.
It's
like, he was a starter because of the fact of injuries.
Yeah, it's the
and
Dame
they needed... No, they needed a guy to start like Carmelo Anthony last year. They've got depth this year. And you sit there and you go, you don't need that one of our better shooters to be in the starting lineup, especially when you have a hole in one defense around the perimeter. And now you have Rodney Hood and Robert Covington to start the year sliding down to the four. But you look at it and you've got Hood, Covington, and then you have Derek Jones Jr., three guys that you're going to be leaning on as defenders. And like, as Neil pointed out in that clip, like, hey, Derek and Cove, there's going to be room for Melo to be a star off in that second unit. Then you in that second unit have Gary Trent and Melo in that second unit as shooters,
bench
man.
Shooters.
And that's huge for this roster. And you still have guys like with that mix and match of Covington and Hood and Derek Jones Jr. to where you don't have this massive deficiency on the defensive end as well.
I like the roster better than last year. Certainly, I like the moves, everything about it. We know injuries change very quickly, just like last year. So expectations or this team is going to be better than last year.
Well, and that's kind of what you look at too. Yep. Is this team and the way that it's set up, if and when Zach Collins is healthy, you look at it and you go, all right, what's this lineup going to look like at that point? Where are his minutes going to be? Because it does assume, like, you know, he loves his guys. Like Neil O'Shea was defending Anfernee Simons and saying, we have a backup point guard.
Sure.
It's Anfernee Simons.
Sure.
He's going to defend Collins, whether you like it or not. And we had this conversation yesterday, and that I don't necessarily think that Zach Collins is the perfect four for this team. But with the way that the roster's constructed, it makes sense if he's a starter there because of rim protection, right? And that would probably be it. He has wild inconsistencies, especially offensively.
Well, he's not a good player yet. I'm going to give you that. Yeah. He's not a good player. He showed in the bubble, showed in those opportunities, and I keyword yet, but you do know it when you see it.
Bubble, he was hurt. Well,
yeah, but even when he had the opportunity, no, he wasn't hurt the whole time. He ended up getting hurt. And then
coming off his shoulder and then hurt his ankle.
Right, but that's the thing is everybody's sore. It's a tough man's game. You know it when you see it. If you want to hold fort on Zach Collins, that's fine. But veterans win and tough guys win.
Sure.
That's how it works in this league.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Now you got vets and some tough dudes. You know, Covington, tough dude. Vets with Carmelo Anthony all coming back.
Yeah.
Should be exciting. We're less than a month away from the NBA regular season tipping off again. It's wild. All right. Get you set for what's coming up on the Day on the Fan. Folks, we have got a light load on Thanksgiving Day football. I want to bounce this. I have a question for you. The Thanksgiving Day schedule, is it doing anything for you this year? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.